Now, there's a wonderful work of Schopenhauer's. He says, when you reach a certain age, and he wrote this when he was, say, in his 60s or so, and look back over your life, it seems to have had an order. It seems to have had been composed by someone. And those events that, when they occurred, seemed merely accidental and occasional and just something that happened, turn out to be the main elements in a consistent plot. So he says, who composed this plot? And he said, and just as your dreams are composed by an aspect of yourself of which your consciousness is unaware, so your whole life has been composed by the will within you. And then he says, just as those people whom you met by chance became effective agents in the structuring of your life, so you have been an agent in the structuring of other lives. And the whole thing gears together like one big symphony, he says, everything influencing and structuring everything else. And he said, it's as though our lives were the dream of a single dreamer in which all the dream characters are dreaming too. And so everything links to everything else, moved out of the will in nature. It's a beautiful idea. It's an idea that occurs in India in the image of what's called the net of Indra, or the net of gems. It's a net of gems where every gem reflects all the other ones. And they also have the idea of a spontaneous and simultaneous arising. Everything arises in relation to everything else, and so you can't blame anybody for anything. It's all working around. It's a marvelous idea. It's as though there were an intention behind it, and yet it all is by chance. None of us has lived the life that he intended.
And yet, we all have lived a life that had a purpose. Do you believe that?
I don't believe life has a real purpose. I mean, when you really see what life is, it's a lot of protoplasm with an urge to reproduce and continue in being.
Not true. That's not true.
Wait a minute. Just sheer life can't be said to have a purpose, because look at all the different purposes it has all over the lot. But each incarnation, you might say, has a potentiality, and the function of life is to live that for potentiality. Well, how do you do it? Well, again, when my students would ask, you know, should I do this, should I do that? Dad says I should do this, and my answer is follow your bliss. Yeah. There's something inside you that knows you're in the center, that knows you're on the beam, that knows you're off the beam. And if you get off the beam to earn money, you've lost your life.
So it is not the destination that counts, it's the journey.
Yes. There's a wonderful old man, I think he's still alive in Germany, Graf Durkheim. And he says, when you're on a journey and the end keeps getting further and further away, then you realize that the real end is the journey. It's not bad. This is it. This moment now is the heavenly moment. And
I like the idea that Eden was not, Eden will be.
Eden is. The kingdom of the Father spread upon the earth and men do not see it. I mean, Eden is.
There's some image of Shiva, the god Shiva, surrounded by circles of flame, rings of fire.
That's the dance of the world, the dancer whose dance is the universe. And in this hand, he has a little drum that goes tick, tick, tick. That is the drum of time, the tick of time which shuts out eternity. And we are enclosed in that. In this hand, there is a flame which burns away the veil of time and opens us up to eternity. And in his hair is a skull and a new moon, the death and rebirth at the same moment, the moment of becoming.
That's a powerful image for any life, not just...
Well, the goal of your quest for yourself is to find that burning point in yourself, that becoming thing in yourself, which is fearless and desireless, but just becoming. This is the condition of a warrior going into battle with perfect courage. That's life in movement. A plant growing, I think of grass, you know. Every 2 weeks, a chap comes out with a lawnmower and cuts it down. Suppose the grass were to say, well, for Pete's sake, what's the use? It's the coming into being that's it, and that's the life point in you. And that's what these myths are concerned to communicate to.
Well, I've always interpreted that powerful, mysterious statement, the Word was made flesh, as this eternal principle finding itself in the human journey,
yes,
the human experience. Now, I don't know what the Word is, and I don't even know what flesh is, but I know that there is that experience of epiphany when you meet what you don't know and understand it.
Yeah, and you can find it in yourself, too, the Word in yourself.
Where do you find it if you don't find it in yourself?
Well, right. Goethe says, all things are metaphors. Alles Vergängliche ist nur ein Gleichnis. Everything that's transitory is but a metaphorical reference. That's what we all are. And to see the Word, we're getting back to that, your radiance that we spoke of before, comes out here again now.